All right, here we go.
Here we go, this is it.
Into the final chapter. Ooh, so is there a chapter? Those,
yeah, you can chapter stop right to Shabbat Nevonim, which is where we are now. We're seeing, we've got a pause right where you're seeing the era of Shoshoshanim, Nevonim girls dance all dressed in white. So just chapter stop up to Shabbat Nevonim and click play now. Here we go.
Now, how did this start? How did this? How long does this tradition go back?
That is a good question. I know that neither Uf Gozal nor this Erev Shel Shoshanim dance were done when we were together, cameras
back in Niv 93, right?
We did a totally different song. In fact, we did a Jeremy Stein and I had little bit of a solos in our every song. And I am not a singer by any stretch of the imagination. So it started sometime after that. I think Uf Gozal actually might have even started the very next year on 94, when of course you and I were together on Seminar. Yutzat Oren.
You know, so Uf Gozal has been going on a long time.
A long time. I think it started in 94 or definitely around there, one of the couple years. And I think Erev Shel Shoshanim, I don't know if it started the same summer or very shortly after. They really become...
But they're a long-standing tradition.
Relatively. It's been going on for a while now, yeah. One year that I edited the video yearbook, we did not end the video yearbook with Uf Gozal, and the kids were very disappointed that I was just like, we've ended the video yearbook with Uf Gozal for so many years. And the footage was really bad that year. And so we showed it at the reunion. The kids were very disappointed, so I put it in as a special feature that year. And now I always include at least some Uf Gozal.
That's a good move, I think. You gotta keep the people happy.
I like to do some and then kind of cut away till we see, the sweetness of the CIT ceremony.
This final Shabbat was really nice this year. I thought this year's Nimrod did a really nice job.
And love the speech. We talked over, but just a few moments ago we had a few clips from the speech. Right. It was great. Very nice. And, we talked about in the last week. I don't like to have too much crying, but a little bit of crying is good.
That's right. I mean, it's nice that people don't want to leave.
Yeah.
If people were dying to get out of camp, it'd probably be a bad sign for us.
They never even did a great job singing, I think, also, because I was here. And by the way, I was joking, but before about Daniel Sisman, but if you go back and listen to Uf Gozal, you can kind of hear him humming along a little bit. He was videotaping. You can hear him hum a little bit of the Uf Gozal. So you can go back and rewind. And here we are at the Yehudasides, which now the origin of using Yehudasides in the video is that the first year when I started working in the Windsor office a number of years ago. Literally, my first assignment was Joel was very concerned. At that point, we still had another company doing the editing of the video yearbook, an outside company. And he was very concerned that we, for whatever reason, at some we had very little footage, and they had taken a pass, and it was very short. And Joel felt that we needed to kind of bolster it up. So he and I had the idea of let's include some of the Yehudasides. They're so great. Let's do something with them. And so Joel and I spent, they weren't digital at that point, we didn't have a projector here in the office, so Joel and I spent an afternoon holding little slides one at a time.
We're talking about actual slides here.
Like actual slides, holding our hands and squinting at them up to the light.
You guys were like the people in the 2000 election.
Right, with the hanging chads. So, and then we picked a couple hundred slides, and what we did is basically every section of the yearbook that you started with some slides, and then we had these slides at the closing, and I really liked having slides at the closing.
He does a great job, Yehuda, with these pictures.
So good. So we've used for the last number of years, we put about 50 or 60 slides that we put at the end. And again, we try to get a mix of people and campers and staff members and, different activity specialty departments. And they're just, you look at these pictures and it's just, you do want to be back at camp, now.
Yep. And of course, that's part of the reason we do the video yearbook, is to remind people of how much fun the summer is. And
if you haven't signed up yet for next summer,
send us an email.
Then you really should email Ethan Lindsay.
I'll tell you though, to be honest, we're having a really good year in terms of people coming to camp, and we're hoping that we'll be full this summer. And there's a good shot.
10 great pictures of Adin and from the Yehudasides. That was my favorite one. That's a good picture too. And then, a little bit of Yehuda at the very end.
Sort of like, now this is the false ending.
Right.
Right, because it's not really over.
Right, and every year when we show the video at the reunion at Palmer, people get up And I don't understand why people haven't learned at this point, because the best part of the video is always covered up.
This is the outtakes.
I always like it when the people filming talk to me while they're filming, because they know I'll be looking at it a few months later. Now, we could have a whole nother movie of just, you know.
Mostly Ben Hamburger does a lot of talking.
Mostly Ben Hamburger, but every year all the different
here's
videos.
Here's one of my favorite outtakes.
Everybody likes to talk to me. This is great.
And great ad-libbing here. Mazita, she says. It's just great work now. What's going on here?
I think Devere was, he was showing off, I don't know, specifically for the video or just like for other people, but.
But he wasn't catching the ball.
No, I think he wanted there to be footage of him, because you know we said before, you get on the video by running, jumping, diving, catching.
Now this is something that we did for the staff appreciation.
There's a few clips of me and Ethan being ridiculous, this one too, that we used for a staff video for the staff appreciation. Had a tape.
I was Josh, we're at a tape again. I'm not sure why I let you video doing that.
Well, this is some funny stuff from the old sport. Look at Alex back there. It's just, I mean, again, there's just such a surprise. I'm watching the video and that comes up, and there's another shot of him in a second.
You gotta watch
this one right here. This one's even better, right? Yeah. Man, that is really
good. That's some good.
He totally disappears. The girl asks Tardis, she asks, what is this footage for? And so Josh, and he says, oh, it's for a bag for me. Here we go.
Just
another
part.
Surprise. I'm watching the video and I came across Dave first. They're talking to each other, they're talking to me, and then, you know, 30 tapes later, I got the other half, and so here's the split screen. I hope they're watching.
As they requested. I hope, Dave and Ben, if you're watching, send us an email.
The check better be in the mail. Now, this is from the Staff Week.
This is from Staff Week. We did a video.
A 24 kind of parody.
Kayla, that's great. And,
running out of time was kind of the theme of it, of that 24 parody video.
That turtle, by the way, was real. We did not stage that turtle.
We were going around and filming, and we just kind of encountered that enormous turtle, and we thought we had to include it. And that is, I can't believe it, right? We're done already.
We finished. It only took us most of the day.
Let me just say, I'm impressed to any listener that has actually made it through our podcast.
And if you get to camp this summer and you realize that very little has been planned, it's because
this is actually our 20th take.
That's right. This has taken us some time, but we've had a great time. And
we're one take wonders here.
That's right. That's
Rabbi
right.
Linden and I.
We don't have time to mess around with that.
We just pull the band-aid right off.
We've really enjoyed ourselves. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Yeah. And really, we've been joking about it, but if you have any comments about camp or about the video or about anything that goes on, you should really feel free to send us an email. Josh is joshe@campvermontne.org. I'm ethanl@campvermontne.org.
And remember that I specialize in the positive compliments.
Right, and I take the negative.
Ethan specializes in the criticism, so just try to remember that.
And you can always find us on the website, www.campvermontne.org.
.org. And we're counting the days of the summer. We know you guys are too.
And we're hoping to see you guys all soon and have a great off season. And we'll see you in the summer.
See you in the summer.
Bye-bye.
Bye.